Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Gemara Megillah, learning an Amud Day, Mirat Hashem, to finish before Purim. We're holding right now at the top of Gemara Amud Beis. We ended in the middle of Akasha, that the Gemara said, if you're Mevatel, the Korbanos, Avodos or Korbanos, to hear Megillah, the Kol Shekein Mevatel Talmud Torah, because Korbanos are more chomer. The Gemara brought Akasha on that. What do you mean it's more chomer? We see Yeshua, when he was laying siege in Yericho, Amalek Hashem came to him, upset, telling him he was going to get an onish. There were two avers that happened. Then Mevatel the Korbanos and Mevatel Talmud Torah. And he said, Atabase, I came now for the Talmud Torah. So Gemara is in the middle of the Kasha on Gemara Amud Beis, three lines down. It says, Lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Hadiram v'hadir yachid. When are we not Mevatel Talmud Torah? When is it more Chomer? When it's the Rabbin by Yeshua with all of Klal Yisrael. The Yachid, an individual Talmud Torah, is more kal in comparison to Mikra Megillah, reading Megillah with a tzibur, presuming nis. The yachid kal, an individual is learning as kal. The hatanan, a mishnah moed cotton tells us nashim b'moed ma'ano savolom tapchus. Women during the moed, during chol moed, are allowed to mourn at a funeral by a manner of wailing together. Avolom tapchus, they can't mourn in a way that they physically hit themselves on the chest. Rashi learns, the Tosfos learns on the hand, thigh, or face. Rabbi Yishmael Amir, Hayu Smuchos, Lamita Matachos, if they're close enough to the bier, to the casket, it's not a casket, but to the body, they can do the physical form of mourning also. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah V'Purim, Ma'anos and Matachos, and Rosh Chodesh Chanukah V'Purim, which are lower amounts of Kedusha than the Moed, so they can do either practice. Bezeh, Bezeh, Vachler and Tishiridir, Bezeh, Bezeh, it should say, Einon Mekononos, they do not Mekonin, which is a wail where one starts the wail, it's like a call and answer, and the other answer back. So that's Morchom. Bamar Abavarifun, Rav Huna says, though, Ein Moi Vifnei B'Talmud Chacham, this is all about a regular person. The Talmud Chacham, the whole Moi gets pushed aside. You mourn however is appropriate, however is needed. Kol Shekein Chanukah Purim is less than a Moi for sure. He's a Talmud Chacham. So what do you see? He's an individual, and his Torah is very Choshev. You mourn it properly. You push aside all considerations of Yom Tovim. Mora says back, Kvod Torah Kamar, that's Kavod Torah. Kavod Torah the Yachid Chomer. Kavod Torah of an individual is indeed Chomer. Talmud Torah the Yachid Kal. Talmud Torah of an individual is Kal, and again, that it's pushed off from Megillah. Tosis told us yesterday, at the top of Gimel and Aleph, that it just means that the Bittul over here, the Chor, just means pushing it off to later. You don't see Hecher from the Gemara necessarily that you would push off the learning entirely. You just see it gets pushed off to later. Now I know Avoda versus Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah comes first. Mid the Rebbe Yossi Ber Chanina, that's where the whole sugi started. The Kohanim Avodasim, Levim Beduchanim, etc. All Mevatel to come to hear Mikra Megillah. Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah, Adif. Talmud Torah is pushed off from Mikra Megillah in the Samachosh Beis Rebbe from the Kal V'Chomer the Beis Rebbe made about that. Talmud Torah, Meis Mitzvah, Talmud Torah, and Meis Mitzvah. Now Tosis here learns Meis Mitzvah is Lav Dafka. We're going to bring in Meis Mitzvah in a minute. It really means any funeral, any Levaya. Talmud Torah versus Levaya, Meis Mitzvah Adif. Meis Mitzvah, any Levaya really comes first. Minatani Mevatan Talmud Torah Lo Atzalas Meisah Achnasas Kali. Mevatan Talmud Torah for taking out, going to Levaya or Achnasas Kali. Like I said again, according to Tosis, it would only necessarily mean that you're going to do the Atzalas Meis Achnasas Kali first and then go learn. I don't know if you have a hacker for him to say you wouldn't learn at all. You would do these things. Avoda umeis mitzvah comes first from the following drasha from Psukim by Nazir. It says v'la achosav. A whole pasuk by Nazir has a lot of extra words. It says a Nazir can't metame for any mace. And then it lists a whole bunch of people that can't metame. It says his father, mother, his brother, his sister. So all those are extra because he already said he can't metame for everybody. That's where the drasha goes. And right now we're walking in at the end of this drasha. That what is the word v'la achoso into his sister? What do all these words tell you different things? All the words in the pasuk. Rashi brings the whole drasha, right? He says, for instance, that la'aviv, saying can't metame to his father, means he metame to meis mitzvah. So his mother, that means even as a kohen and a nazir, he can still metame to meis mitzvah, right? And then it says, what about his achiv, his brother? If he's a kohen gadol and a nazir, right? He can still metame for meis mitzvah. All same inyan, b'chalam. La'achosu tells you something new. La'achosu tells you the Tanya, the Braisa. La'achosu and to his sister. Ma'al Tamalomer, what does that teach you? Haresha ha'yoholech lishchot es pizcho. You have this Nazir who's going to bring Korban Pesach. V'lamulas b'no are going to a different mitzvah to give a meal to his son. V'shamash ha'meis l'meis, and he heard that there is a meis mitzvah. Sorry, it's not Navdafka, Nazir over here. It just means a person. And it could be a Nazir. Yeah, anybody, but Kol Shekein. Nazir hears that he has a meis mitzvah. Yochei tamei. Amar Tony Tommy. Here's this nazir here. He has a family that dies. Hayishiri. He has a shemes lo mes. He has a family member that died. You might think he's mitame. You already told me he can't be mitame. You go ahead and go do the mitzvah he's going to do, the Pesach and the meal. He's a nazir. He can't be mitame. Yachol kashem shen mitame la'achoso kach ena mitame lemes mitzvah. Maybe you would think he can't mitame with his sister. Maybe he shouldn't be mitame for mes mitzvah. And he's also going to be putting aside these mitzvahs, the korban Pesach and meal. Maybe he shouldn't go for mes mitzvah. Tamalon v'la'achoso. La'achoso hu deina mitame av mitame lemes mitzvah. He can't be mitame for his sister, the nazir, but he could mitame for mes mitzvah, even though he's going to push off all these bittul avoda, and bittul mila, because of mes mitzvah, that takes precedence. So that again is the makor. Avoda gets pushed off, and also mila agav also gets pushed off for mes mitzvah. Right? Says the Gemara. Boy, Rava. Rava now asked a question, though. Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah. You don't have a direct comparison anywhere reading the Megillah and Meis Mitzvah. Two very chomer things. Haiminai Adif, which one takes precedence? Mikra Megillah Adif Mishum Pursum Menisa. Is a Mikra Megillah is going to come first? Because Pursum Menisa, publicizing miracles, is a very big deal. Odilah Meis Mitzvah Adif Mishum Kavod Abrius. Maybe Meis Mitzvah is more because this person is at risk of not being buried properly. It's Kavod Abrius to the person. Basri Dabai Adir Pashta. After answering the question, Rava gave an answer. Meis mitzvah adif. Meis mitzvah must be more, take precedence, more chashiv. The Amar Mar, we quote a teaching, Godol kovet abriyas shidoches lo sasei sheva Torah. Kovet abriyas is docha lo sasei sheva Torah. Kovet abriyas, Rashi brings it the example being referred to, is that there's a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. The person is not allowed to ignore an item he sees somewhere down the street, wherever he is. If there's going to be a chance he can return, it has a simon or something like that. So he has to pick it up, put up a sign, etc. That's docha alav, though. The kavod abrius that's involved would be that if it's a zaken, an old person, it's not lafi his kavod to go picking up random items or to go pick up a certain type of item or to go to a certain place to pick it up. So that's his kavod abrius. That's docha alav. It's a lav to avoid picking up a lost item. The kavod abrius is docha that. So you see the chashivas of kavod abrius. So the Rav is pulling from there that it must be meis mitzvah is more chashiv than even mikra megillah. Right? Godel kavod abrius shedochas lo sase shivat Torah. Continues the Gemara. Gufa. Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi says, krach l'chol samach lo v'chol nir imal nidon k'krach. The krach is a large city. Anything close to it, anything seen, really you could see it from there, is judged like that large city. Tana, Bryce elaborated, samach afal bishen nir nir af bishen samach. That means if it's close, even though you can't see it, or you can see it all, even though it's not close. Where it says, "Bishlam near alf bishen osamach." I understand what it means to have something seen but not too close. Mashkachas law, you find that could go in the yosel berosha har. For instance, the city is at the top of a mountain, so you can see it, but you're not too close, right? The top of a mountain, bottom of a mountain, you're not too close, right? So the big city is at the top, and you see it. you see it from a place that is not too close by. El samachav bishen onir. What is close but not seen? Eichim shkachasla. How do you find that? Amir of Yirmiyah shir shevus manachal. That's also seemingly simple. That's sitting in a valley. Meaning, if sitting in a valley, so you could be very close by, up at the top of the mountain. Let's say it's above it or somewhere like that. You're very close in distance, but you can't see the thing because of where it's situated. Okay. The Amr of Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi said like this: Krach v'shiyoshav l'sof hukaf yidon nikfar. Now this is actually not about Mikra Megillah, at least according to what Rashi learns. This is about a halacha in the Torah of Batei Ari Choma. We know that property brought in Eretz Yisrael is going to go back at Yovel. Right, you sell your field, sell your property, and it still comes back to you at Yovel. But there are different halachas by various different types of things. One of them is Batei Ari Choma. His houses, they were in a walled city. Those, a person sells it, he has 1 year to redeem it, and after that, if he doesn't, it's gone from him forever. So the halacha that Rishu Malevi is telling us is that, krach shiyoshav l'sof hukaf, you have a city, I should say, that was settled. People lived there, and then a wall was put up. You know, in the kikfar, that's not called a walled city for this halacha. That's called a village. That's called a regular place. My time up, b'ksiv, as it says, v'ish kiyimkor beis moshav yerchoma. Person, when he would sell a house of a dwelling of a walled city. What does that mean? Shehukaf, l'sof yoshav. It was a walled city that was then dwelled in. That's how you read that. V'lo shiyoshav l'sof hukaf. Not that it was settled and then walled. That's what he says. Let's keep going for now. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, krach she'ein bo asara batlanim, a krach that doesn't have asara batlanim, and it doesn't have 10 people who are there, who aren't committed to a job, they're sitting there learning and being around to make a minyan, etc. A city that doesn't have that, Nidon Kikfar is also judged as a small city. By Kamal Shemlan, Tanina, what's he teaching us? It's already a Mishnah that says, Ezer Yagadola kol she'ish bo asara batlanim. A large city is only something that has 10 batlanim in it. Less than that is not a large city, it's a village. He wanted to tell you this is true even of a krach, which is a large city definitively, that it needs these 10 batlanim in it, despite the fact that a krach is a place where there are many shops, Rashi says, many shuks, people come in. People are coming in from the whole world. We still need to have 10 kavuadik of people that are going to be there, that are mitzuyin there, and if not, it's a kfar. Shimon Levi says one more halacha. Krach, a large city that was destroyed and then settled. We'll see what those words mean. Nidonik kikrach. It still retains the status as a krach. So, despite the fact that it was destroyed in the middle. So Gemara wants to know, what are you talking about? My charev, what do you mean it was destroyed? Eleimoif will say, charev chomosav, the walls were destroyed. Yoshev in lo yoshev lo, and you're telling me only if it was resettled. You're meaning to say, that would mean that the walls were rebuilt. Right, but if not. For Ha'atani of the Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Yossi Omer, Asher Lo Choma. The Pasuk says that, again, this is still about the same Boteri Choma, that it has a wall. And it's spelled in the Ksiv, the way the letters are in the Torah, Lamed Vav Aleph could be read, it has a wall or it doesn't have a wall, right? Lamed Vav means it has, is to it, Lamed Aleph not. So it doesn't have a wall. Alpha Pisha Ainlo Asha Vahilo Kodam Lechani Darshans, what's that mean? It doesn't have to have it now as long as it had a wall at some point. So it wouldn't be true if it meant that the destruction here refers to the walls coming down. Elamai Kharav Shakharv Measar Batlanim. It means it lost the 10 Batlanim. It lost the 10 Batlanim. Yeah, and there's no wall involved over here. It has to get the 10 Batlanim back in order to be a new city. Now, Tosis here, the bottom of the Tosis here, points out. Well, what's the chiddush over here? Why don't you just say a city that didn't have 10 batlanim, and then it got 10 batlanim, so now it's a big city. What does it matter that it was a city beforehand? Why is it any more of a chiddush? So the vort is that we see this place was at one time a much greaterly populated city, much more greatly populated city, and that went away. The population thinned out. So maybe we should be worried, even if you get 10 batlanim, don't make it back into a krach, the status of a big city, because it'll go away again. So kamash malon, we're not worried about that. There is a bit of discussion, Stam over here, the Tosis 2 before that, that Rashi, again, I said, learns about Bote Arichom, but Tosis says, what's it doing over here? It's not in Arachim, it's where it should be. You'll find this halacha over there. He says, we're talking about Megillah. We are talking about Megillah, and the same definition of how to make a walled city over there is also applicable over here. Seder, he learns the Asherah Kashas from a few later sugyas having to do with Tveria. Tveria had a sea on one side. How does that play into this? Is that called settled? The sea was there first, etc. And just on this Nikuda of the Asara Batlanim, so Tosis says that the Asara Batlanim is not a necessity for a walled city. A walled city is considered a large city, a chashev a city, because of its walls. Asara Batlanim is something that is needed to make a regular unwalled city into a chashev city instead of a village, right? But a walled place doesn't need that. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.